Eisenstein says both residents and staff are included in the testing program.
For some enhanced funding, there's a deadline of May 25th for all the nursing homes to have tested all of their residents and staff. So we have seen a big uptick in the number of testing. That's the good news. And everybody knows that when you have more testing, obviously you're going to have more positive cases and therefore, unfortunately, more deaths related to that.
And just over the last week,
we went up in terms of testing by 80 additional facilities, and that includes nursing homes, rest homes, assisted living, independent living, all residential settings where seniors are living. And that accounted for almost 7,000 tests in total, again, residents and staff.
But another side effect to the increase in testing
is positive cases for employees.
Positive cases require a 14-day quarantine, resulting in a shortage of CNAs or certified nursing assistants. Anyone interested in applying for such work can go to Mass Department of Public Health and find the staffing portal. And in addition, Eisenstein says,
we're also giving a $1,000 bonus.
In Plymouth, Bobby Clark, WATD News.